Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. For today's podcast episode, I want to talk about wisdom. Actually, I just finished listening to a homily that was so profound and beautiful. It helped me gain wisdom itself, enlightenment, and hope. So I just had to share this with you guys. So the father said that we all go to school to gain knowledge, right? We gain knowledge from books, from teachings. But what is that knowledge if we don't have understanding? What is the point of knowledge if we don't understand it? And that's why we have teachers. That's why we have mentors or other people who are smarter than us, who know better than us, to help us understand this knowledge that we gain. Aside from that, wisdom is a completely different thing. Okay, wisdom is not the same as having knowledge or understanding. A lot of people can be smart. A lot of people can be intelligent, but not wise, not have wisdom. Because the smart person knows what's good and what's bad. But the wise person, the person with wisdom, knows what's good and what's bad and chooses what's good, avoids the bad. The smart person just knows what's good and what's bad, but they do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want, but they're just smart. The wise person, the person with wisdom, knows that, knows what's good and what's bad, but chooses the path of good and avoids what's bad. The beginning of wisdom comes from the fear of God. And this is in the Bible. So from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Whew, you guys, it's true. I mean, I believe it. I feel it. We must ask for wisdom to live a fruitful, fulfilling life. We have a merciful Father. We have a forgiving God. We have hope in our hearts. We have the opportunity to have faith and to ask God for wisdom. Are you trying to make a difficult decision? When you don't know what to do, ask God for wisdom. When you ask God for help, it is evidence that you trust Him. This helps you cultivate a deeper trust in God. God gives generously to us when we ask for things that are good, right, and in His will. Even if we have failed or sinned and are now coming to God asking for repentance and guidance, He is happy to help us. He offers His wisdom without finding fault. It doesn't matter where we've been as much as where we're going with God. He doesn't hold us hostage for our past mistakes. He gives abundantly, happily, and without judgment of fault or worthiness. Do not be afraid of asking God for wisdom. Do not be afraid of trying again. If you feel lost, hopeless, talk to God. Sometimes we forget that we're not talking to God anymore, that we aren't allowing ourselves to be vulnerable with God, being honest with God, being honest to ourselves about our relationship with God, about our spirit. We are not humans having a spiritual experience. We are spirits having a human experience, my friend. And this is one of those podcast episodes. I don't think I've done one of these in a while, actually. If you listen to some of my older podcast episodes, some of my first ones, actually, it's kind of like this. It's very honest. It's very truthful. It's very hopeful. And I am the same person. I've been the same person. Sometimes we get podcast episodes that are more intensely motivational. Sometimes we have podcast episodes that are very knowledgeable or about love or very intellectual. Sometimes we get very raw, very real, very spiritual, but also human kind of episodes. It comes from my heart. It comes from my soul. Ultimately, it comes from God. One of my friends asked me how I have this sort of like magical mindset and aura of being positive and hopeful and just getting a lot of things done and being productive and making my dreams come true. And I could never, ever in my life say that I did it all because of my hard work, because I was disciplined, because I did this, because I did that. Ultimately, it all came from God. Without my faith in God, I would not be here still, and I would not do the things that I'm doing, and I would not have any impact on the world. I would have fully given up on myself in this world if it were not for God. God saved me. God saved all of us, and He has provided us an opportunity to live a good life, to be of service, to think outside of just ourselves, to think of the bigger picture, to think of love. God is love, and you are loved by God. Ask for wisdom if you are lost. Be patient with yourself and know that you have come so far already. My friend, with all of that said, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always remember that the Lord God is with us. Please do tag me on Instagram story. Share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. With all of that said, I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.